Howdy do, buggaroos. Welcome to the Mac Observer's Daily Observations Podcast. Today is Tuesday. It is the 24th of November. I can't figure it out either. I am your host, Kelly Gamont. With me today, I have Andrew Orr. Hi, Andrew.
Hey, Kelly. Thanks for having me.
Glad you're here. And because it wouldn't be Team Nightmare without her, I also have with me the latest Mac Observer podcast host, Charlotte Henry. Hi, Charlotte.
Hello. Yes, it's officially a nightmare now. I'm here.
I was going to say now it's a party, but, you know, whatever. So we're going to talk a little bit about TV Plus, and then we're going to talk about Media Plus. Let's start with the first one we've got is Tetris. So we know that there's a Tetris movie being made for TV Plus.
That is correct.
Tetris as in the like Game Boy game.
Yes.
Yes.
Amazing.
And the arcade game. So Apple announced this earlier this month. Last week, I think. So, as the name suggests, it's just going to explore the story behind the game. And it's going to be starring Taron Egerton, directed by John S.
Egerton.
Oh, Egerton. Okay.
You may remember him as Elton John in the Elton John movie, that Rocket Man. That's who he is. So if he looks familiar, first of all, you should. And second of all, he's also in Kingsman. I think is the name of that movie. So there you go. Anyway,
so basically filming is going to start early next month.
Okay, so this might be interesting because the pieces I've heard of how Tetris came to be and everything is kind of interesting. So
I see what you did there.
And I didn't even mean to, but the way, like, the pieces of it that I know about are pretty interesting. So there you go.
Can I just say, for the record, I was always absolutely terrible at Tetris.
Oh, I suck at Tetris, but did cool. I play it for hours and hours and hours? Oh, yes. Cool. Yeah. All enthusiasm, no technique. That's kind of where I'm at.
But what is cool about this, though, is it sounds like they will plan to have the person who created the game,
like, working on the film?
Yeah.
That will be interesting. That will definitely be interesting. So that's coming because they're only going to just start filming it. A couple of things that are already out right now. We have the Velvet Underground documentary, and we also have the Bruce Springsteen documentary. Yeah. I think that's also a documentary.
The Bruce Springsteen documentary. It's about the filming of the making their latest album, which is the first one they kind of recorded live in the studio together.
All together in studio.
I think since Born to Run or something.
Yeah.
Obviously, they put the album out on Apple Music. There's been clips. There's like a lot of Bruce Springsteen related content on Apple, various Apple platforms, including this exclusive film, and to be honest, I'm here for it.
Yeah.
It's interesting.
You Apple and Paul Kent, by the way. Hi, Paul. Both of you are right here.
Yeah. It's interesting. Like, Apple does seem to have these subgenres of things that it really gets into. So,
yeah.
Music documentaries. We've got the Beastie Boys story, which came out right at the beginning of TV Plus.
Yeah.
You've mentioned the Velvet Underground thing. We've mentioned Bruce Springsteen, Letters to You. Like, there's a few of these things that kind of all fit together.
Mm-hmm.
It's almost like they know what they're doing.
Yeah. And so those are out now because I know we talked a little bit about the Bruce Springsteen stuff. I think we mentioned the Velvet Underground one coming. But when we talked about them, they were like months from now. And now they've happened.
Yeah.
So if you're like us and went, oh, yeah, you know, we talked about the Bruce Springsteen thing. But yeah, we talked about it way before it came out. And now it's out. So reminder.
Yes.
Yeah. And then something that's had an interesting story is the Peanuts specials.
Ah, yes. Well, obviously, I'm in the UK and we don't do Thanksgiving. So I'm going to spend my non-Mac Observer days when you guys are all eating turkey in whatever ways you are able to do that this year, watching Peanuts specials. So that's going to be fun because you've got a Charlie Brown Thanksgiving is on TV Plus. There's the Halloween one, Great Pumpkin Charlie Brown.
Yes.
Wow. And I think the Christmas one is on its way as well. But this has been, as you hinted, slightly controversial issue because yes. people were like, why can't I watch it on my normal TV? Apparently yes. this is a thing that bothers you in America. Which I
can't figure it out. So
it's know. Like a holiday. You guys obviously based your traditions around TV, so that's cool.
Well, I thought that everybody that wanted it had bought a DVD so copy in the last like 15 years.
Don't send me your letters. Don't send me your letters.
Charlotte looks forward to your letters.
I was joking.
But there's an outlet for people who do want to watch on broadcast television.
Yes, it's going to be on PBS, so you can see that stuff. And there'll be, we'll put a post up on the Mac Observer explaining how you can get your fix of Charlie Brown and Friends over the holiday period.
Yes. I don't know why anybody's mad about the Thanksgiving special. I never thought it was all that great. I also look forward to your letters. Because the Halloween one is great and the Christmas one is great. And I never really was into the Thanksgiving one. I don't know why. So that's why. So the peanut ones are available. So now we want to talk about a few things that are available now, much like the Bruce Springsteen one. Like these are things we sort of talked about and they're out now. So we're going to talk about them. And the first is Becoming You.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I watched this one last week, I think. I thought it was interesting. It's a documentary exploring all the things kids learn within the first 2000 days of their life. So between 0 and I think 5.
Okay.
And it just explores different things they learn, whether it's learning how to pick something up or being able to recognize themselves in the mirror.
Okay.
And learning how to tell a joke. So it's really cool.
And it's narrated by Her Royal Highness Olivia Colman.
Yes, that too.
Yes. So, and for people who are missing that, she plays Queen Elizabeth in The Crown now. And she's fantastic, and I know what a good portion of my Friday is going to be. I'm just going to leave it there. Yeah, that one's not on TV Plus, but yeah.
No. But so yeah, and there's a load of other stuff. We were talking about subgenres of things that Apple seems to get really into, and kids' TV is really in there. So Stillwater, which is based on the books,
mm-hmm.
Is coming December the 4th. It involves a giant panda being friends with kids, and I'm really here for it, to be honest, because I'm a big fan.
That sounds
fan
amazing.
Of pandas.
Yeah.
Try saying that 3 times backwards. Wolf Walkers is on its way as well, isn't it? We've got Doug Unplugs, which I posted a load of clips from yesterday up on the Mac Observer.
Oh, Doug Unplugs,
and
it
looks really cute. It's basically about a robot who learns not to be a robot and like becomes a bit human. He has to unplug himself and it's very nice. And you all know which colleague I'm thinking about and trying not to laugh.
I was going to say that sounds really familiar to me and I can't figure out why.
But it's he has like very lovely friends that teach him all different stuff about the human world and it's very sweet. And it's really interesting how invested Apple seems to be in TV, in kids' TV and programming.
Mm-hmm. For sure. Because we saw a lot of that right from the get-go, too. Like, they came out swinging with Sesame Street characters, and they came out with Snoopy in Space, and Fraggle Rock now. So there's a lot there. Oh, yeah, I had forgotten that they have Fraggle Rock, so yeah. Yeah, I think my Friday is booking up fast because I already had some other things slotted in for a day off. And one of those was Obama and Oprah, because that conversation is available for people who maybe don't know or didn't remember.
Yes, and it's free for a few more days as well. You don't even need to be a TV Plus subscriber
Correct.
For the next few days to watch that.
You can also watch the Peanut stuff. I think the Peanut specials are available without an account, without paying, without a trial. You could just see them.
Yeah. The Obama stuff is worth watching just for the beginning sequence where, if nothing else, for the beginning sequence where you see how they're in the same room but not in the different ends of the United States. And it's very cool.
Yeah, it looks really interesting. I just haven't had a chance at it yet. And Charlotte, I think you mentioned Fireball already.
In the other things of the kind of things Apple is really getting into is documentaries. One of them is Fireball, about.
That's another one I watched.
Yeah, what did you make of this, John? And I'll explain a little bit more in a minute about when I discussed it with John. John was very into it. He thought it was pretty cool. It's about asteroids, isn't it? And he's going to correct me that I've used the word asteroid.
Yes, it's about asteroids. Well, not really, but meteorites. And
there we go.
The quote is how they have inspired a human imagination. And okay. It's from Werner Herzog. And he's like actually not just directing, but he's in there serving as kind of a narrator.
Okay.
That part was cool, but I don't know. Like, I like science documentaries, but this, I didn't, like, it was okay. I wasn't really wowed by it or anything.
Okay. Well, surprise Werner Herzog. That's always kind of a nice thing.
Yeah.
So, now we have a couple of things that we want to talk about because they come out next week. And, Charlotte, I'm going to let you take this first one because I asked if you were going to make me talk about it, and the answer was yes. So,
but yeah, well, all you want for Christmas is Mariah Carey on Apple TV Plus.
You would be mistaken about that, but okay.
No, it's happening next week. Mariah, there's going to be a single. There's going to be an album that's on TV Plus. It's everything you could possibly need this Christmas. And I'm here for it.
You say that, and I disagree.
It's going to be a whole Christmas special on TV Plus, hosted by Mariah Carey, the official queen of Christmas. It's perfect.
I think Lucy Van Pelt might take issue with you calling someone else the Christmas queen, which is just a deep cut to the Charlie Brown Christmas special. Yeah. Anyway, so Mariah Carey's coming with an actual Christmas special.
With huge co-stars and music guests, and I think it's going to be good fun.
Your sort of regular Christmas variety special. They're going to do one.
It's exactly that vibe, yeah.
Which I do enjoy a variety show situation. I'm always good with that, so I enjoy it. Another thing that's coming out next week is Earth at Night, which we've all watched the trailer for,
yes,
and are super excited about.
Yeah. So this is December 4th. It's going to be narrated by Tom Hiddleston, and it uses some like special camera technology to be able to film all these different kinds of animals at night, but actually kind of like the iPhone's night vision thing.
Okay.
Because I've seen this, another documentary similar to this on Netflix, where I forget the name of it, but it's the same premise, animals at night, and that camera technology they use is really impressive. There's different kinds of filters that they used, but they're filming in pitch black, blackness out in the savanna, and it looks as if it was maybe twilight, like early evening.
Yeah,
it was really great.
Yeah, we've all watched the trailer a bunch, and it looks really cool.
It looks stunning, and it's kind of continuing the theme from the Paul Rudd Tiny World documentary that's already on TV Plus, mm-hmm, where they're using amazing camera technology to show you bits of nature, which is cool.
And I look forward to the bonus where we find out how they got all these interesting shots, you know, even though it was nighttime. That's going to be cool. Because I always look forward to that stuff. It was, you know, one of my favorite things about watching Planet Earth was afterward when they were like, here's some of the stuff that we did to get the shots we got. So maybe somebody who worked on that show, you can email us at observations@macobserver.com until there's a better email address for you to email to talk to Charlotte over on her new show.
Yes, very exciting. Today, which is apparently, as you said at the start, Tuesday 24th of November, we pushed a new show here.
That's what I hear. I admit nothing, but yeah.
Yeah, it's called Media Plus, and it's a separate space where we have these kind of conversations. We can go a little bit more in depth because it's not a daily show. We have all sorts of exciting guests. Of course, the pilot had to feature one Kelly Gamont. Of course. But episode two has, which I will put up today or tomorrow, so you've got a couple to listen to over the kind of holiday break period, is going to have Tom Merritt from the Daily Tech News Show and Cord Killers on it. Mm-hmm. And he has some really interesting stuff to say. I, of course, couldn't talk about TV without having John Martellaro. So, spoiler alert, he is episode three. Let me know any guests who you think are interesting in the Apple media, digital media space. Let me know if you have. Love to hear your thoughts on the show. But yeah, you can hear it up. It's up on the Mac Observer. We'll obviously push it to your podcast app as well when there's more shows ready to go. So yeah, I hope Indeed. You guys enjoy it. And I'm very excited to bring the show to you.
It's going to be really interesting because, at least for me, because I'm not hearing a lot of other people who are talking about Apple as a media company, as, you know, as competition for Netflix, for Prime Video, for broadcast television, for all these kinds of things. So there hasn't been a lot of that, or it's been sort of mentioned, you know, on other shows, but in the context of, like, they make computers, why are they making TV shows? So I'm interested in this piece of it, because obviously it's not going away.
And yet, we've just listed a whole host of shows.
Yeah. Yeah.
And so yeah, we're gonna dive into that. And I should say, it's not only about TV Plus. It's not the Apple TV Plus podcast. There's lots of other elements around Apple and media that we want to discuss. Whether it's things like, you know, its move maybe into original podcasts, how News Plus develops. There's all sorts of things in this space that are worthy of discussion. So we'll have some great guests on to discuss it with me.
Yes, and if you are those guests or know those guests and wish to make introductions, you can get a hold of us, at least for now anyway, at observations@macobserver.com. You can always talk to me at TMO Daily on Twitter, and you can leave comments in the show notes. So those are the ways to get a hold of us. I'm really looking forward to more episodes of this because I'm curious about Apple's position here, and, you know, like we said, it's not going away, and I think it's going to be a lot of fun. So I'm very excited to hear many more episodes of Media Plus. I think it's going to be really interesting, and super excited about Charlotte's podcast. So there you go.
Me too, which is, you know, I'm helpful.
Glad. You know,
yeah. No, I'm thrilled, and I hope you guys enjoy it.
And
we will.
And it'll give you something nice to do over the holiday. Housekeeping note for people playing along at home. There will be no daily observations on Thursday and Friday. You will just have to observe those days yourself because we will not be here. So when we do tomorrow's show, which will be Wednesday, right? Yeah. Okay. When we do tomorrow's show, that's going to be it for the week. So you'll have to figure out what to do on Thursday and Friday instead. I'm sure you'll make it through. I believe in all of you listeners. So
that's woo-hoo, 4-day weekend.
Yeah, that's going to do it for us today, though. So I want to thank both of you for being here. Shiny new podcast host Charlotte, thanks so much for coming by.
Thanks so much. Yes, do check out the new show.
There will be a link to it in the show notes, obviously. And you can also find it sprinkled around our Twitter feeds. Andrew, as always, thank you for being here.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
I'm your host, Kelly Gamont. I will talk to all of you tomorrow. In the meantime, be excellent to each other, and let's be careful out there.